Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, radio show, and we got a very special guest that's just called in, and we're going to put him on in a second. My name again is Joe Goldner, and let me introduce you to my co-host, and that's Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am great. Great day.
Now, we got a very special guest that we managed to get a hold of, and he's a real great country singer. He is famous. He's well famous. And let me introduce you to our special guest for tonight, Shane Owens. How you doing, Shane?
I'm doing great, guys and gals. Thanks for having me on.
It's fantastic. You know, one of the things we know that you changed your attitude and became more pro-American type of thing, because we saw you on Newsmax the other day, and I'm telling you, you got a new song going called You Go Good, and how did you get a hold of describe a little bit about you and how you got there.
Well, you know, we've been so blessed over the years to play the Grand Ole Opry numerous times, win awards, get out there and tour and make our music. I love traditional country music. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to get out there and have another single on the radio. You Go Good is easing in on the top 40 on Music Row Nashville. And we've just been so blessed in that aspect to be out there doing what we love to do for a living and making great country music.
That is fantastic. And, you know, what inspired you to do all this stuff with country? What made you that famous that got the Grand Ole Opry, and how did you start?
Just, you know, just believing in myself and the talent the good Lord gave me, and using it for all the right reasons instead of abusing it, and surrounding myself with a great group of people, a great record label that believe in what I'm doing, some of the best songwriters in the country, that come to Nashville and pitch me their songs, and just a great band, a great record label, surrounding myself by great people, and, you know, the inspiration we get from everyday life.
You know, I'll tell you, listen to some of your songs. It tells stories, and it's really important. And these songs that you've done were very, you know, it's just down to earth. And can you tell us about how you get to one from what's in your heart to what's on the paper to what's in the voice?
Well, it's just, you know, we all live, we're all quite different, but we're all quite the same. We're all blessed to draw another breath on the good Lord, on earth, the good Lord. Anytime the good Lord gives us another day on earth, it's a bonus. And, you know, we all go through hardships. We all go through heartbreak. We all go through losing loved ones. We, you know, for me, I love to hunt and fish, and I just write songs about everyday stuff that people can relate to. And that's the thing I love about country music is it's real. There's nothing fake about it. And people tend to, you know, relate with everyday things just as I do.
You wrote a song called Country Never Goes Out of Style. That sounds like what you just started to tell us. That's basically your foundation, correct?
Yeah, you know, I grew up listening to George Jones and Merle Haggard and idolizing Randy Travis and Alan Jackson and George Strait, and had the opportunity to work with John Anderson and so many different other traditional country artists, legends that have come before me to pave the way for what I'm able to do today modernly. And, you know, I was so blessed to work with Randy Travis. He produced a lot of my stuff. And like I say, to have those people like Randy Status and people of those status, John Anderson and different folks, believe in what I'm doing and, you know, appreciate the music I'm making today as much as I appreciated the music they made back then. It's an awesome feeling.
Have you ever played with have you ever done Johnny Cash or played with Johnny Cash?
Never got to meet Johnny Cash. Never got to meet Keith Whitley. Keith Whitley's my all-time favorite, but Johnny Cash, you know, he was an American icon. So many different genres of people that loved so many different genres of music fell in love with Johnny Cash at an early age. I wish I would have been able to meet him and play with him, because that would have been certainly one great thing to check off my bucket list.
I bet. You know, and another song you used to do is Where I'm Coming From. Is that based on where you were, how you grew up and everything, and the area that you've been?
Yes, you know, I grew up in a small town in Sampson, Alabama. The great state of Alabama. What I said, we love football down here on Friday nights. We love to hunt and fish. We love our traditional country music and gospel music as well. My grandmother was one of my biggest influences. She played piano in church. And I've had so many influences along the way. And I want to know up front, personally, thank you for what you do for artists like myself. Without you guys doing these interviews and helping us get our music out there, we wouldn't be able to do it. So we owe you a great debt of gratitude.
Yeah, we actually have a number of booking agents, so we do a lot of what they call musicians and the talents that's out there that doesn't have these big talent scouts and agents and stuff, and we promote them, and MTS is one of the people that I'm involved with that, and a bunch of others. So we get all these musicians out there and stuff like that. And we hooked up with your manager because of what we saw on Newsmax, which I do a lot of. We do a lot of commingling between Newsmax and us and go back and forth. We're kind of contracted a little bit on that. So we're working to try and promote talent because that's what we like to do. The truth is out there, a radio show, it's not just political. It's everything in between, from art, from musicians to authors to everything under the sun. And we have all kinds of different things. We have Nick Searcy and John Snyder on, a bunch of people like that. So that's what we do, and we're very proud of it. And we love, and we saw you, and we need to get you on for your talent.
Well, I thank you, ma'am. Like I said, we've been so blessed.
Is anybody else in your musically inclined?
My daddy is a great singer, but he never pursued it. Like I said, my grandmother was one of my biggest influences. You know, we grew up singing in church, gospel music, and sadly, she's no longer with us today. But her and my grandfather were a big influence on me. I've always had a lot of music talent on my dad's side, And like I say, he never pursued it. He probably could have easily been a professional singer, but he didn't want to pursue it, and I did. So here we are today. You know how that goes.
Do you play other instruments besides a guitar?
I actually started out on drums, but now mostly I just sing and play acoustic guitar. I've got a wonderful band, some of the best musicians around from Nashville and everywhere else. So they're so talented, sometimes they'll make you want to not get your guitar out of the case.
That's very nice. You ever meet Loretta Lynn?
I've met Loretta Lynn one time, and we visited her ranch out in Tennessee. And she's just one of those, she's the queen of country music, you know. She's like the George Jones on the female side of country music. There'll never be anybody bigger. She set the standard for class, being a class act and a classy country singer way back before I was even thought about. So we owe her a great debt of gratitude too. She's one of the best. I think she's still touring a little bit, so for her to be able to still be doing that is amazing.
Yeah, that is amazing. You know, she went through a lot, and everybody, it's really amazing how people will drive and go through all kinds of adversities and still go ahead and do their thing.
Exactly. And, you know, that's something that come along with the business. You know, it took me right at 10, 11 years going back and forth to Nashville, being told no by all the record labels. They turned down George Strait 15 times, told him he couldn't sing. So my advice to anybody out there is, if you love it, just to stay true to who you are and believe in what you're doing. And if the good Lord sees fit for it to meant to be, it'll be.
I agree. Never give up.
Are you touring right now?
Yes, we're actually starting another tour out in Texas next week. We'll be leaving Thursday. We're going to tour out there, several festivals and things like that. You know, we all went through a hard time with the COVID and had to cancel a lot of stuff. But we're filling our calendar up as we speak, and we're looking forward to getting back out there and getting on the road and seeing all the people that allow us to do what we do for a living.
Okay, besides Texas, do you go to other states?
Yes, we go. I've been all over the United States.
Oh, okay. All right. Besides Nashville and the Grand Ole Opry, are you ever going to come down to Florida?
Yeah, we actually do play a little some shows down in the state of Florida. Anytime we can get down that way, we'd love to. Anything y'all can help us book down that way or whatever, anything you can get us on, we'd love to. We're willing and able to play anywhere.
Okay,
so
this is some area.
Do you play large venues, or you play, I guess the word would be, honky-tonks? Would that be correct?
We still play honky-tonks. I think that everybody, that's anybody that's ever made it, whether it's Eric Church or George Strait or whatever, we all want to tend to go back to our roots. So we still book honky-tonks. We book large fairs. I played in front of 100,000 or 1,500. It don't matter to us, just as long as we can get out there and share our music with everybody. But I've been on the road with some of the biggest names in country music. And, you know, like I said, we've been so blessed in that aspect. And anytime we can get out in front of anybody and play music, it's a blessing.
Who have you been on the road with? Who have you
been
on the road touring with?
Well, we were out with Toby Keith and several different artists, John Conley, T. Graham Brown, John Anderson, so many different artists in the past 15 years, it's hard to remember all of them. Blake Shelton.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I fronted so many artists coming up before I signed this record deal I'm on now with the Merrimont Records, which has been a blessing as well. But so many different artists, Doug Stone, the list goes on and on. Joe Diffie. You know, Joe Diffie sadly passed away a year or two ago, and he actually cut some of his songs and recorded some of Joe's stuff. Me and him were real good friends.
Okay. You know, so you dedicate some of the songs to him?
Well, I cut a song on the last album, you can Google it, called Love Me to Death, and it went top 40 on Music Row in Nashville, and Joe actually was a writer on that song.
Wow. You know, that's important to honor people that you care about, actually love and cherish. So that's a good way to go, may it be an artist or anyone else. So that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Now, Are you ever going to go? Because I have a lot of people. I mentioned that you were coming on the show to somebody in Arizona, and they're probably listening. Are you ever going to tour into, let's say, Mesa or any else that area of Arizona?
We'd love to. We'd love to. Anywhere out there we can book. Anything, any gigs out there you can turn us on to, or venues you can turn us on to, we'd love to. We've got a fan base out that way. I played Sun Devil Stadium there when they had the Pat Tillman. They had the Pat Tillman run every year. You know, Pat was friendly fire. He was killed defending our freedom in the military. And I wrote there was a song called 19 that I recorded that was influenced by that story. So that's been several years back, but I was great to be there.
We should not forget about Pat Tillman. I know the story very well, and was a great player. And going out there and actually performing in honor is great. And we should not forget Pat Tillman and many others that died from friendly fire, actually. A lot more people die from friendly fire than the people think.
Well, you know, we owe them a great debt of gratitude. They died defending our freedom, and they're the real heroes.
Right.
When it comes to that, I'm just a singer in a band. But you can go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com and download that song, 19. And that song was influenced by Pat. It was written by Jeffrey Steele, one of the best songwriters in Nashville. And if you've never heard it, it's very powerful.
So what's the future for Shane Owens? What's your future? What are you planning on doing?
We're gonna ride this brand new single out. It'll be in the top 40 on Music Row Nashville next week. We're dropping a brand new single to the Texas Dirt Road charts as of tomorrow. We're gonna have two different singles out at one time. We're filling the calendar up. We want everybody to go to Shane Owens Country on the Facebook page and check us out. We're constantly doing stuff on there live. Go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. Check out all the dates we're posting. And we look forward to getting into a city near everybody out there soon.
Yeah, I know you're on time constraints, and that's what your manager said. But we want to make sure that our listeners understand the man, Shane Owens, and to what's in you, and to let our listeners know what best for you and how and where to pick up your website like you just did, but again, and this way we get this out to you and we can mark and promote you.
Once again, I want to invite everybody to go to the website at ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com, Facebook at Shane Owens Country. Go on there, show us some love, share some of the videos on there. You can go on and check out all the videos from the country. From the song Country Never Goes Out of Style to 19 to Where I'm Coming From, all the hits you can download and hear them, and you can see all the videos on YouTube. You can actually see the video for Country Never Goes Out of Style, where Randy Travis made his first cameo appearance since recovering from his stroke, and he's been a big part of my career. And to everybody out there that loves traditional country music and to you guys, I want to say thanks a lot.
Anytime for coming on, and thank you, and thank you for your intelligent matches. Thank you again, and I kept my promise to keep you up for like 20 minutes.
Would you come back?
God bless y'all.
Can you come back? Go down in the future.
Yes, I will come back anytime you'll have me.
Okay, great. So, all right.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on.
You're the best. And
yeah, you just reached out to my management. I enjoy talking to you guys, and thank you so much for what you do for country music.
Thank you.
Anytime. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye.
That was Shane Owens. We had a deal with his manager to keep him on because he's busy, you know, as he told, and we were trying to get things started. I would like to have, and we'll get, next time around, we'll get an MP3 or something on so you play
gentlemen.
Some.
Lovely gentlemen.
And we needed to, you know, this was really quick. This is the story and how we got him on. He was interviewed, similar interview on Newsmax just a couple of days ago. And Newsmax and I and this radio show and the podcast has kind of a deal going between back and forth where we have, and of course today's show is simulcast on Newsmax. And Newsmax Radio, as well as iHeartRadio and over 300 other stations around the world. So we got a hold of his manager through his website, through his manager, and then they called during the day and we set this up, and this was good. You know, it's kind of interesting that you actually doing a normal 9-to-5 job, so to speak, and then you get a call from the manager of Shane Owens to set this up in this, within a few hours before the show, and that was really good. And that's what the Forbidden Door is about. You never know what comes on. And I appreciate the entertainment, especially country music. And I love country music since I was a little kid, so this works out pretty
right.
cool.
We love Patsy Cline.
Yes, Crazy. Crazy was, there's a little story about Crazy. Crazy was this young lady and I would get up for a period of time. Her favorite song was Crazy, and we used to play that along with Sweet Love from Anita Baker and a couple others and back in the day. But that's what that is. But anyway, you're breaking up, Miss Scarlett. You're kind of breaking up.
Okay.
Coal Miner's Daughter. Yes.
We love the Coal Miner's Daughter. I love Loretta Lynn. And her and Patsy Cline were like two peas in a pod. Okay? And I love the country music. I like it. As much as I love rock and roll and I like all the other genres, but I like country music. It's clean. It's family. It's deep. And it's good music.
What's great, we like doing what we just did. And we did that with a bunch of artists that came in, and we get them as we get them. We don't rely on Twitter or Facebook so much to get guests on. We go directly to the managers and the contracts that we have with various agencies, and that's how we do it. And, you know, it's very interesting, and it's nice to connect. It's not stalking. It's not harassing. It's not intimidating. It's not doing anything. We're giving an opportunity for individual artists and other people to come on the show and promote their talents. And that's what this is. So anyone that thinks otherwise has to screw loose, period. Now, going into, now we got some updates that we can say. Let's talk about Massachusetts. You know, Massachusetts yesterday had a primary. A guy that I knew personally for a number of years ran on the Republican side for governor in the primary there. His name is Jeff Diehl. Jeff Diehl was introduced to me by the late Dan Emmons. They grew up in that same area. They actually grew up together. And so I got the chance to actually talk to him, meet him, and things of that nature over the years. And he ran for several different offices. He won primaries and lost the general, whatever it may be. But this time around, he ran, and he won by a landslide yesterday on the Republican end. He's America First. He's been endorsed by Donald Trump, been endorsed by yours truly and the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People, radio show, podcast, and many others. And he's running against a woman who... her qualifications and everything, you know, what Steph doing, what is talking about what she's done and what she proposes, it's the first openly gay woman to run against a Trumpet. It's what that was the headlines in some of the papers in Massachusetts. Not because she's good, not because she's talented, it's because she's gay, and that's why she's going to lose. Because nobody gives a rat's ass if you're straight or gay. They want to know how you're going to be able to help the citizens of Massachusetts.
No one would be a good campaign on this is school with the children. good.
She's not going to go near that because she supports indoctrinating and intimidating,
hey,
and she supports CRT. She won't go near that.
But the candidate deal will.
Deal will.
He will make that a very big campaign thing because they're going to have to debate, because if she doesn't debate, she will lose.
She's not going to. Every Democrat is turning down debates across the board. May it be Deal, may it be Hochul, may it be what his name is.
They
don't
have
guts. No, because they don't want to, they just want to say Trump versus whatever, and not.
But
that
Trump's not running.
They're trying to make Trump run, but the thing is.
Okay,
Trump runs. Let Trump be on the ballot. 200 million people are going to be voting for Republicans anyway. So let Trump be on the ballot. It's going to backfire. It already has.
Okay.
So, you know, it's crazy. But they're cowards. Well, Democrats are cowards to begin with. They don't stand for positions. They steal on trying to steal. And they support murderers, drug dealers, and open borders and anti-American stuff all the way through. Hate. They support teaching hate to kids. We support teaching love to kids. We want kids to learn about society, learn about the history, learn about math and English and writing so they can have a life. The Democrats / communists want to teach the kids how to hate each other and divide and conquer. That's what they're doing. And they've been doing it. And they're losing now, big time. They're losing every single school board seat around the country. They're starting to lose other election seats around the country. All they're promoting now, the only time the Democrats won so far in anything is when they promote killing babies. They're trying to, with that pro-choice bullcrap, when it's not pro-choice. Because if you ask them, it's your choice between keeping a baby or not, they'll say, no, it's only about killing babies. It's only about abortion. And every single Democrat will tell you that. It has nothing to do with choice. It has everything to do with abortion and killing life. No. Ask Scarlett?
What?
Okay. Any comment?
Oh, now I can comment? Okay.
Yes. Sorry, she'll break up.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Okay. We need to take the governor's mansion in every state that is running, because that is that counts. That really counts.
Mansion is a senator, by the way.
What?
Mansion is a senator.
I'm
you
not
need
talking
the
about mansion. I'm talking
okay,
about the
mansion.
Governor's mansion.
Okay, make it clearer for our audience.
Okay, I did.
Okay.
I said the governor's mansion.
Okay, you broke up in the middle of that. That's why.
Okay, you do the show.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead, talk.
I don't have anything to say. Go.
All right. Anyway, the story with that is that's what's going on with that, and then you get these people don't. Don't talk about what they need to, and they're afraid to debate the issues, and that's a problem. And we need to continue, and we need to actually sit down and debate issues. So, see, the regular citizen, what they want to hear is how are you going to help the economy? How are you going to make it safer for me? How are you going to reduce inflation? How are you going to get rid of the drug dealers. Excuse me?
Nothing.
Right.
You're talking about president stuff and Congress.
No, I'm talking about individual states, the state level, the
so
local
you need
stuff,
the
too.
You need to win the governor's races, and we need the Republicans need to win the state rep and senator.
Right. And even go lower than the mayor's office and the school boards. That's why one of the things why Scarlett and I have been pushing school boards is because that's because that's the way it starts. It starts at the foundation. It starts with the children. And the left, the communists, started that years ago. We had Evan Sayed on. He was talking about that. And we need to continue to focus on destroying the indoctrination recruitment by the left in the schools. And that's why it's so important that we focus on the school boards. And we're succeeding across the country. All right, Scarlett.
Well, I'm waiting for November for the election. When's Trump doing the next rally?
Okay. Next rally is coming up next week, actually.
Where is he doing the rally? In Ohio.
It's in Ohio. I'm just going to let you know in 2 seconds. Okay, there's a bunch of stuff coming in. Okay.
There are not that many weeks left. What are we down to?
It's going to be in Youngstown, Ohio.
I was just thinking Youngstown. Is that amazing? Very rich.
It'll be in Youngstown. September 17th on Youngstown.
It's a college town.
Okay, here it is. September 17th, 2022. We are live from Youngstown, Ohio, for an all-day coverage of President Trump's Save America rally. Trump's 45th President of the United States will hold a rally in Youngstown, Ohio on Saturday, September 17th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. What?
I don't know. I keep hearing beeping.
Not me. I just know beeping. The rally will have guest star. Besides Trump, it's going to be an honor for J.D. France for Senate and the entire Ohio Trump team and a ticket all the way down in Ohio. Now, the Floridians praised DeSantis in the new ad you had out back, and he did a DeSantis did an ad that I posted on Facebook and Twitter yesterday called Florence Praise DeSantis in New Ed, which is called You Had Our Back. It has all these people from all sides of life, all these jobs and everything, and they praise DeSantis that he had their backs during COVID and other problems out there, and he kept the place open and people were making money and surviving while the blue states were dying, and they were saying you had our back.
I was reading today that Ron Perlman, actor, said that we should separate. There should be the blue states and then the red states. And then I was
that's similar.
So we were
that,
reading
that's,
and
yeah, that is actually interesting. That's unique. And I think it's a good idea some way.
So most of the people that were posting on that social media post from him agreed.
Yeah.
Blue states will rot in hell and the red will thrive.
That's right. And if you're lucky to live in the red state and want to start a family in the red state, your family is going to grow and blossom and succeed in life. If you go to a blue state, most likely there'll be failures, maybe
and
even
also
criminals.
Also, I read what this whole thing with Jennifer Lawrence, that she's having nightmares about Tucker Carlson. But yet,
well,
pictures of Harvey Weinstein with his arms all around her. And
yeah, that's the nightmare she'll be.
That, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's her hero? I don't know about that. But she's having nightmares about Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, left-wing Democrats supporters. They support pedophilia anyway, and rapists and dealers and all that stuff. For the most part, they very rarely they support law and order or law-abiding citizens. They kind of run away from them. But they should do the other way. Should do a 180, and maybe they'll have a better life. But anyway, FBI seized medical and financial documents from Trump's home, which is breaking of HIPAA, and some confidentialities.
40 years worth of medical.
Yeah, and that's crazy stuff. And I hear.
And hold it, it gets worse. They distribute it to the media. Somebody did.
Yeah, and to CNN and a couple, and Washington Post, and they're looking at trouble right now because that's a violation of law. They could go to prison for a long time. But then
Judge Cannon's going to throw the book at those people.
Hey, Judge Cannon already has. She's deporting a special master, which used to be an independent prosecutor, but independent investigator with ability to arrest. And the story is that Garland, even Biden might be arrested in the end of that because he signed off on the raid. And he's in deep trouble. But then again, looking at Biden and Hitler the other day, you know. And you got
and that weird press secretary.
Oh yes, the press secretary.
The judge ordered them to release their emails and whatever else. That's going on.
Yeah, because they're being investigated. Yeah, the whole thing is being investigated with the laptop from hell, the whole
all
nine yards.
All the president's idiots, morons, and buttheads are being investigated.
See, when I said it's backfiring on them, 2 months out from midterms, Republicans hold a solid lead to take back Congress and the Senate.
And then we
By the way, Trump's Pennsylvania rally broke all brackets, like I said earlier.
Yeah, Governor Wolf is giving out stimulus checks to buy votes.
It ain't going to work.
You can't buy. And then Fetterman decided to come out, and even they're going after him. The press is... In Pennsylvania, there are press that are writing very bad things. They're writing the truth about the guy.
Okay. We actually, one of the things that we worked on actually came out pretty good. Breaking news, legal nonprofit pressures top Michigan elections official to remove 25,000 dead voters from records.
What, before the November election?
Yeah, they just did it today. This is today's news. That's one of the things. Remember what the phone, calling and around the country and about election integrity and working and getting things done. That's part of the results of it.
Is that going on in every state?
Yes. But we got one right now that's done in Michigan, which is a big state. Because that would have been enough to give Michigan to Trump in 2020.
How about here in Broward County? How about Broward County?
That's happening. The election integrity teams already cleaned out. They had to, because of the new law, they had to clean out everything. And every follow roll will be cleaned out. All the dead people, the movings, the change of address, all that stuff will be done properly and ready to go before the voting starts for November.
They go to vote and they don't live there.
That vote will not count. Everything has to match up. Yeah, it'll be nullified. It has to match up.
Okay. Too bad we didn't do thumbprints.
I don't know. That may be in the process, but we got what we got. It's the next legislature session. Trump says a FBI agent has convinced people the election was rigged.
President Trump expressed...
Fired FBI agent.
Paper ballot and proven who the heck they are.
Contradict what Yahoo's reporting. This is the real fact. Biden's approval rating amongst Independence sinks to a new low after controversial raid. That killed that.
They get it because of January 6th. They thought they were on a roll, that they would get away with it. What's going on with that January 6th garbage?
Nothing. He's dead in the water. And everyone that's involved lost their seat in the Republican side.
Do you know who thought it was a great idea behind the Trump raid? Was Mike Pence.
Yeah, well, Mike Pence is a loser anyway. He's lucky he doesn't get arrested for treason, which may be coming anyway.
Well, you know who else is going with him? Liz Cheney.
Yeah.
And Nancy Pelosi, who wants to be the ambassador of Italy. She admitted they're going to lose. She wouldn't have done that.
Yeah, well, she's got to lose 50. She's got to lose between 50 and 100 seats.
Exactly. And she wants to be the ambassador to Italy. She's going to jail. She should be held for treason. Her and all her little peoples. They're all going.
Okay.
They are. Listen, people, if you don't get out there and vote, and that includes even Democrats, vote for the country, okay? Vote for America. Vote for your children. Vote with what's going on in your pocket. Do you feel change in there? I don't think so, because they're putting it in gas, okay? Everything's expensive. Everything. Okay? And you can barely make ends meet. How many people are shopping at the dollar store eating pasta and sauce for dinner every night? Come on, raise your hands. Okay? You think you can go out and afford to buy beef? Beef's insane. Chicken's insane. Everything is expensive. Okay? You have to refill your bottles because you can't afford to buy brand new stuff. Okay? You can't afford that Bounty or those napkins. You know? You gotta sparingly use your toilet paper. It sounds incredibly creepy, but I bet you it's the truth. I bet you people out there are suffering big time, and they're thinking about it, and they're counting their pennies. Okay? They are.
You know, would you believe in Ireland, a Christian teacher was imprisoned after refusing to call a male student they. It's a male student, it's a male, and he just refused to do it. And the left, and whoever's involved over in that Irish, this happened at a Church of Ireland boarding school. So that's crazy stuff.
You know, they need to go to the food missions where they can get food, okay? And they're all over they're in everybody's state and everybody's town where you can go get a box of food, okay?
There was a kid, a teenager, like 18, 19 years old, something like that. He's a liberal TikToker, and he wanted to find out what a Trump rally looked like. And he went over to, and he took a ride over, flew over to a Trump rally in Memphis at the time. And the people in California that he came from said, be careful, all kinds of stuff. And he said he was going to do that to make friends. And he did TikTok doing it. And he said the goal was maybe 100 friends. He made 40, but he realized that everything that the left was saying, the communists, socialists, the Democrats were saying, was a lie. There were parties, it was festive, no violence, everybody's dancing, talking, and they're all coming together as family. And he said, there's no hate here. He was interviewed today in Newsmax, and you can pick it up. I have it on my Facebook page. But
did he become a Republican?
I don't know. He didn't say that, but he did say that it's totally opposite of what the Democrat stuff is, and he's more up to actually voting in that direction because he believes that the lie, he sees now that the left, the Democrats, are lying to him. And he's, all he had to do is just go to a rally.
Is he going to spread that message?
Yeah, it's a message.
Good for him. Go get him.
Yeah.
Okay.
On Sunday, September
18th.
We're going to try that. On Sunday, September 18th, my good friend Jenna Haig, who's running for a state representative, is a meet and greet party. And you got to go over. It's going to be at Tasia at 12655 Northwest 32nd Court in Sunrise, Florida. And it's food, fun, music, and fun. Minimum donation is it's $25. It's 3 to 6 p.m. And it's a meet and greet for Jenna.
Everybody go out and support her.
My good friend Scott Presswich, we had on a few times.
We need that in the States.
Scott Presswich urges all the Republicans, and I've been doing that when I've been on the phones, to come out and go out and volunteer to make sure to do poll watching, to do whatever you can, make phone calls, everything. Make sure that everybody goes out and votes Republican. If you see something, say something. We have election integrity teams all over the country. And if you see something illegal, we will call us and we will arrest them on the spot and the candidate itself if it's attached to the candidate.
Are all supervisor of elections being watched? If they mail out ballots?
Yes. Yes, they are being watched. By the way, I'm not sure if anyone heard, but Bed Bath and Beyond goes broke. In fact, the financial officer jumped off a building in Manhattan and killed himself because of it. Retailers and shutter stores, he cut staff after canceling MyPillow last year. The biggest mistake that they made was canceling MyPillow because that cut their business by 2/3.
Stupid.
No,
well,
yeah.
Why kill yourself? He didn't lose his fortune. He just lost his company.
Yeah.
Did he?
By the way, announcement made by Hillary Clinton and her staff says that she will not run for president. And I repeat, Hillary Clinton announced that she's not going to run for president, maybe because she's been indicted. Now, but here's a little less.
Who do you think out of that rat race will run?
I think Buttigieg is going to run. I think Biden's going to be gone. I think Kamala Harris is done. I think Nancy Pelosi's done. I think the only Democrat they may have is Buttigieg that may run, and she's going to get maybe 10% of the vote, and Trump. If Trump amount runs, he will win by almost every state. If he does run, it'll be DeSantis. Either way, Republicans will be president in 2024.
Do you think Cheney will run or Pence?
No, Cheney's not going to run. She can't even get a tenth of his vote. She's not going to run. She can't even. If she does, it's going to help Trump anyway. Because all it's going to take away is the opposition to Trump, not Trump. You know, here's a little list of, as of a little while ago, here's a Build Back Better, you fell for it, con job. The price increases in the last year. Gas is up 44%. Airline tickets are up 33%. Used car is up by 23%. Hotels are up by 23%. Suits are up by 22%. Bacon. And we all love bacon, up 18%. Oranges, up 17%. Tires, you can't use cars without tires, up 16%. Furniture, 15%. Milk, 15%. Coffee, 14%. Deliveries are up 14%. Bread is up 14%. Very big and very important, especially for our friends who are pregnant. Baby food.
Went up at least 20 to 25%.
Yeah. Baby food and baby formulas up by 13% if you can find it. Cereal, 12% increase. Eggs, 10%. Dry cleaning is up 10%.
They need to breastfeed. If they don't breastfeed, just pump it, bottle it, feed it. Why not?
Anyway, that's true.
Mother's milk, I'm going to tell you something. Mother's milk is the best milk. Okay.
Yeah, it's the healthiest. And, you know, we got experience of it.
And you can make your own baby food.
Jordan couldn't handle with your breast, but Alexis did with Joan. She used to pump, we put it in the refrigerator and elsewhere, and freezer if you need to, it's longer than time, but mostly refrigerator because you don't want to overcold. And we put it in there and we build it up. We build it up for a few days as she goes to pumps because otherwise it leaks. So you got to watch out for leaky breast. But at the same time, you're doing it. And you got to do it every day because you don't want it to dry up because then there's a problem.
Saying, if there's no formula on the shelf, there's also Plan B. Okay.
Yeah, fresh milk. But you got, what I'm trying to tell you is that you got to pump from the beginning, otherwise it dries up.
Okay. No.
That's the point. That's lessons learned from Joan.
There you go.
So, you know, yeah, so I know, you know, see,
babe,
there's
hold,
a lot
babe,
of things.
There's a shortage. There's a shortage of baby food?
Yes.
Is there a
shortage
of diapers?
I don't know. But those are things that you need to know and get now and stock up with. It's not the food because you don't know if your baby's allergic to it or not. But as far as the formula, but as far as diapers and stuff, yeah, you got to start preparing it now.
Huggies.
If you want to do Huggies or diaper, we used to do a diaper service. You know, I had a diaper service.
With Alexis,
we did a diaper service.
Okay.
That came picked up. So it does work, but we'll see. That's how you really learn how to touch.
I know wood went up in price a lot. Cost of cars. You were able, I'd say before Biden, to go buy a Nissan Rogue for about $16,000. You want to know what it's up to now?
It's about 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Anyway, getting close to the end of the show.
Same model. It's goofy.
We're getting close to the end of the show. I want to thank we have 7 minutes left, and I still like to get our closing theme song in there. So I want to thank Shane Owens for coming on the show. It was really good. I wish we could have more time with him. We're going to be talking to his manager and see if we could set up another time and get the MP3s.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hold it. We were going to be back on Sunday, and the Forbidden Door, you never know who comes on.
Know what comes in.
And I enjoyed having Shane Owens on our show. He said he'd come back, and I enjoyed the conversation. And people, go out and vote red. Vote red. Vote like your life depends on it.
Because
vote
it does.
Vote like your future, your children's future, the children you haven't had yet. Future. Vote. Seriously. Think about it. Think about how you're struggling and you're working. Some are working like 3-4 jobs because they just can't cut it. And buying a house, that's out. That's gone because that's insane. You're not going to do a ninja. You're going to do a ninja loan and put no money down and then have no interest with it. You know what's going to happen on an adjustable mortgage? And the way things are going with inflation and the banks raising the interest rate, the Fed, you're going to be in deep crap. So all I'm saying is go out there and vote intelligently. This is Scarlett Butler saying have a great evening. God bless America. Everybody take care. Bye.
Okay. Now, again, I want to thank Scarlett. I want to thank Shane Owens. And it was really a great show. Couple things offhand. One is that we do what we do best when we get the information out to everyone and we try and get them out and we do things really fair. And anything we say has been checked over and over and over and over again. Double, triple, triple check, confirmed by different sources and stuff like that. We don't use anonymous sources like the Democrats do all the time or the fake press does all the time. We give out the sources that we say and things of that nature. So that's what this is. We don't chase after or stalk after stars, movie stars. We ask them to come on the show and we promote their actions and ideas and talents, and that's what we do. And then if they want to come back on, we'll get them back on another time. That's it. That's not stalking. That's not hate. That's nothing. Hate is when you go after somebody and curse them out left and right and curse things out. That's what hate is. But then if you always had hate in your heart, hate is someone that actually tells you that I don't care if my girlfriend or wife gets pregnant, I want that boy. That's hate. Not even discussing it to the other person. That's hate. So, you know, things of that nature. We support life. We support health. We support America first. We believe that each individual has the talents and abilities to become successful in life. We don't believe in government handouts or government takedowns. We believe that you and I and everyone else in America have the ability to create and design and flourish in their own life and their own dreams and abilities of it, because we as Americans are the greatest nation on earth. We are the shining light on the mountain. That's why people die to come here, because we are the freest, most prosperous nation on earth and the strongest nation on earth, despite what the idiot in the White House thinks. MAGA is not an enemy. MAGA is a thing. It's an ideology. Not like Antifa, that's violent. MAGA means that we want to make everyone the best they could be, possibly be, and that makes this country the best it could be. That's the difference. Biden and the others want failures because they want to control you. Anyway, it's time for us to go. I want to thank you for all listening to our show, and thank again for Shane Owens for coming on, and we'll get him back on at a later date.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave
wondering.